I'm Omar Mahmoud, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, basketball brings bathroom freedom. A controversial North Carolina bathroom bill was repealed after moves by the NCAA. Listen as Trevor Noah tells us what South Carolina did to avoid being associated with its neighbor to the north. Seth Meyers tells us about New York's bathroom policy, and Bill Maher rejoices in today's Punchlines.
I'm not gonna lie, like, I could spend my whole life enjoying Donald Trump in a Twitter beef with right-wing Republicans, but not today, because I've got Carolina on my mind.
Lawmakers in North Carolina have reached an agreement to repeal the state's so-called bathroom bill, which required transgender people to use bathrooms that correspond with the gender on their birth certificate. The move comes after college basketball threatened to move more games out of the state in protest.
Wow. I knew college basketball was big in America, but big enough to undo transphobia? That's insane. A man turning into a woman, that is sick. But not as sick as that dunk. Am I right? Yeah! Honestly, I can't believe this is still an issue. North Carolina has become such a disgrace. South Carolina has changed its name to North Georgia.
Hey, in North Carolina, did you see that? They repealed their bathroom bill, which restricted transgender people from going... Pee at last! Pee at last! Thank Almighty we can pee at last!
And finally, North Carolina yesterday reached an agreement to repeal its controversial anti-LGBTQ bathroom law. And New York City is apparently keeping its policy of everyone can just pee wherever they want.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.